Masechtas Demai, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav. The last few Mishnayos in the Masechta discussed taking off Trumas HaMaisris from Tevel, which is produce that definitely has not had Trumas HaMaisris taken off yet. So the Mishnah Vav is discussing someone who has two different baskets of produce, and we've spoken in the past that one is allowed to take off Trumas HaMaisris from Tevel, from one area, on behalf of another area of produce. So the Mishnah says, Hayul fanav shtei kalkalos shel tevel, someone who has in front of him two different baskets of tevel produce. Va'amar, and he says, Maisris zu bezu, I want to declare the maisris from this one, from the first basket, should be declared on the produce in the second basket. So harishaina mu'usaris. The Mishnah says, the first basket is considered that maisr was already designated and it's exempt. That maaser is found somewhere within the second basket. That's where he declared it. He's allowed to eat immediately from the first basket. However, the second basket has now both maaser portions somewhere mixed into it, and later when he selects specifically which fruits are going to be the ones for maaser, it will be considered retroactively designated using the principle of Brera that will select where the maaser is, but he's immediately allowed to eat from the first basket. Mishnah continues. If he would say a phrase, he would say, Shall zu bezu vishal zu bezu. I want the maaseris from the first basket to be designated in the second basket, and from the second basket to be designated in the first basket. So then, the halacha is harishayna mu'usaris. Only the first one is considered having maaser taken off. Because as soon as he says, I want the first one, the maaser, to be taken off in the second basket, immediately the first basket is considered now chulin, it's fixed. Everything was the maaser was separated properly, and it's no longer tevel. And now that it's chulin and it's exempt from the obligation of maaser, it can't be used anymore to separate maaser from it on behalf of the second basket. So only the first basket's considered mu'usaris, considered having maaser taken off of it. A third case, if you would say, maaseris sein maaseris, I want the maaser for both baskets to be designated as maaser, kalkala v'chaverta, from one basket for the other, and he did not designate which basket is the one that has the maaser portions that he's designating, but he wants one out of the two baskets to be designated the maaser on behalf of both baskets. So then, kara shem, the Mishnah says that it works that he's been kara shem, has called the name, has already designated the maaser, but it's still yet undecided which basket it is, and again, using the concept of brera, he's able to not only pick which produce, but pick which basket is going to contain the maaser, and already immediately it's considered that he had separated the maaser. Though he can't eat from the baskets yet, from neither of them, because he has yet not, through brera, designated which one of the two baskets the maaser was retroactively in from when he said the statement. Mishnah Zayin is not a very long Mishnah, but the explanation is very long. The Mishnah again is discussing taking off Trumas HaMaisris from Tevel, and it's discussing a mixture of two different produce that got mixed together. Mea Tevel, Mea Chulin. The Mishnah says if you have a mixture of 100 parts of Tevel and 100 parts Chulin that mix together. So the Tevel, he has not yet taken Trumas HaMaisris off of. The Chulin is already, everything was taken off of it already. And it was ready to eat, but then it got mixed in now with this tevel. So what does he do? So the Mishnah says, Neitel Me'a Ve'echad. He's going to end up having to take off 101. The 100 that he takes off separately, that corresponds to the 100 tevel that mixed in. And he's going to have to treat that 100 like he would treat regular tevel, take off 10 Maaserishin, and give that to a Levi, and the Levi will take one of those parts and give it to a Kain as Trumas Maaser, and he's going to have to take off 9 more, which is 10% of the remaining 90, and designate that as Maaser Sheni, or redeem it, and take it up to Eretz Yisrael. But he also has to add on one other part. Here, he's besides for the 100 tevel that he has to fix, but there's also Ve'echad, he has to take off one more part. Because of the potential tevel that mixed with the Chulin, he needs now to take off one more part, which really he's going to designate Maaser Rishon again on the second 100, because potentially there's tevel mixed in with his chulin, and of the 10 parts, maaser rishon, he has to separate one part of those as Trumas Meiser, and that's this one extra part that he has to give to a Kayin. The other nine parts of the Meiser Rishon he could eat because he really already gave enough Meiser Rishon to the Levi. So he's going to end up losing from the fact that he mixed his Tava with Chul, and he's going to end up losing this one extra part out of these 200. Mishnah continues with another case. Mea Tava, Mea Meiser. Here we have 100 parts Tavol that mixed with 100 parts Meiser, not Chulin. So this is Meiser Rishon. So what does he do? Naital Mea Ve'echad. Again, he takes 101, he's going to lose one part. The 100 is the 100 Tavol, which he deals with Tavol exactly as he regularly deals with Tavol. And then he again has to take one extra part of extra potential Trumas Meiser. Then he's gonna designate again 10 Meiser and separate one as Trumas Meiser. For the potential Tevel that mixed with the Meiser, he's going to have to give an extra one part Trumas Meiser to the Kayin, besides for however he has to deal with the Meiser region, taking off his own Trumas Meiser from whatever Meiser region is left off, 10% of that. Mishnah continues with the third case. Mea Chulin, Misukanin, and Mea Meiser. Here you have 100 parts. Chulin Musukanin, regular Chulin that's perfectly fixed, already had all its Trumas and Meisers taken off of it, got mixed together with 100 parts of Meiser. This is Meiser Rishon. So over here, he has to separate Neitel Mea Ve'eser. He takes 110. Here's those 10 extra parts that he's going to give. 100. 100. He separates as the Meiser Rishon, and he has to treat that as the regular Meiser Rishon. So 10% of that is going to be Trumas Meiser, and he gives it to the Kayin, and that's what he does, the normal Meiser Rishon process on the other 100. He also has to take off another 10 off of the part of Chulin, because potentially there's Meiser that's mixed into it, and being Meiser, he's going to need to give 10% of that as Trumas Meiser to the Kayin, and he can't eat that because Trumas Meiser needs to be eaten by the Kayin. So there he's going to have to designate a whole nother 10 extra parts of potential Trumas Meiser, that's because of this Meiser that mixed up with his Chulin. So he ends up giving 110 parts. The fourth case in the Mishnah, Mea Tevel and Tisha Meiser. So here now the Mishnah discusses cases where they're not of equal proportions. This is 100 parts Tevel mixed with 90 parts Meiser. Or, the Mishnah continues, Tishim Tevel, Ushmeinim Meiser, 90 parts Tevel, and 80 parts Meiser. So these are cases where they're not equal, but there's 10 parts more Tevel than Meiser. So in this case, where there's 10 parts more Tevel than Meiser, Laihiv Sid Klum, the Mishnah says he's not going to lose any extra. He's not going to have to give any extra. In the previous cases, where there were equal parts, he ended up having to give an extra portion, sometimes more, to counteract the potential of the mixture that he may have, extra Trumas Meiser that he has to take off. But over here, where there's more parts Tevel, and he anyways is giving off proportionately extra parts Tevel because there's a 10 more extra parts Trumas Meiser because there's 10 more Tevel. So over here, he's not going to end up losing anything, and he would just take off the amounts proportionate to exactly what he would have before they got mixed together. Zaklal, the Mishnah ends off, this is the general rule, Kolzman Shatavel Meruba, if there's more Tevel than the Meiser that got mixed into it, and this is a minimum at least 10 more parts, more Tevel to the Meiser, then Lehipsed Kulam, he's not going to lose out by this mixture. He's going to be able to separate the Trumas Meisers based on the same proportions that he would have before they got mixed together.